If you've been listening to the podcast lately, you've probably noticed that I've started talking about our socials, specifically TikTok and Instagram. And I've been mentioning that we're posting exclusive content on TikTok and Instagram. So this episode, while not a full feature-length episode, is something that we've posted on those platforms. It's short-form content, so it's only like 4 minutes long. Point being, if you follow us there, this is the type of stuff that you'll see. We're not going to post all of that exclusive content on the actual podcast in audio form. This is just a little taste, so you can see what you're missing over there. So if you have TikTok or Instagram, the ads are in the description of this and every episode that we release in audio format. Go follow us there. I think we're going to do some giveaways or something at some point when we reach some follower milestones. We're nowhere close yet, but just wanted to give everyone a tiny little taste of what you can expect over there in terms of exclusive content. This is our top five moments from the first two episodes of X-Men 97, just a little supplement to the X-Men 97 episode that we released a little bit ago. So we hope you like it. And if you do, you know, share the podcast with a friend, rate it on Apple or Spotify podcasts, and go follow us on those socials, okay? If you've been listening to the podcast for a while now, you know Matt and I love the X-Men. X-Men 97 just released on Disney Plus, and we just released an episode where we talk about the first two episodes of the show. But nothing here was in that episode. These are our top five moments from the first two episodes of X-Men 97. Let's get into it. Number five, the X-Men are in the Blackbird. They're heading to the Sahara to confront Trask and destroy Master Mold. The Blackbird gets destroyed. They're all falling through the air. The Flyers are taking care of people. No one helps Cyclops because he uses his optic blasts to land safely. Like, he shoots him at the ground and it slowly drops him down. It's a big cloud of dust. When the dust clears, he's like on one knee in hero pose, just looking like an absolute badass.
I've said it for years. Cyclops don't need no help. Cyclops country, let's ride. Let's go. We're getting our comeuppance, finally. With that, our number four moment. This is in episode two when the majority of the X-Men team is at the, I believe it's the UN, for the trial of Magneto, so to speak. And behind watching the telecast is Jean and Wolverine together, and Jean says to Wolverine, he's here, meaning that she's going into labor with her and Cyclops' child. And Wolverine immediately pops his claws and says, Dave,
is it Apocalypse? Is he? Who is it? I don't love Wolverine's voice on the show, man. I'm sorry.
I know, but that is just about exactly how it sounded. And for whatever reason, I lost it when he said that. I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
It was hilarious. I was laughing too. I'll be honest. I was laughing too. Number three. I feel like I got all the badass moments. Number what? Three. That same fight in the Sahara. Storm uses her lightning powers to turn sand into glass, then uses those shards of glass in a tornado to just absolutely shred all these sentinels. I'm not the biggest Storm fan, but that was so badass. I was like, jaw dropped. Like, I was laying in bed watching this just like a kid again. I absolutely loved it.
We're going to have to address that Storm hatred a little bit later. But number two, we'll pin it. Hatred. Number friends of humanity. Number two. Okay. There have been many X-Men combinations throughout the years, if you've read. I mean, one of the most famous is obviously the Fastball Special with Wolverine, you know, getting chucked by Colossus, which I hope we see in this series at some point. But the number two moment was also during that Master Mold fight. And Wolverine and Gambit charges up Wolverine's claws and they gut Master Mold. Epic, awesome, and such a cool moment.
That was super badass. Also, I'm glad that Gambit got that moment because he was getting cucked by the end of episode two, so I feel for the guy. Our number one moment, this actually is unanimous. We agreed on this almost instantly when we started to talk about this. At the end of episode two, the trial of Magneto, he rips up the judges from the UN and executioner who he's captured. He flies them high above the earth and he gives a very heartfelt speech about wanting to change and do better for Charles. I love Magneto. I love the era of the comics when Magneto was leading the X-Men. Magneto as sort of a can I trust you type of hero is one of my favorite types of Magneto. I think it's yours too, so easy number one. I love where the show is heading. I know you do too.
Absolutely.
So stoked on X-Men 97. And if you want more of what Matt and I thought about the show, you can head on over to our podcast for the full conversation. Links in the bio. You can find it, whatever. Bye.
Peace.